10 years ago, our guest editor, Benjamin Zephaniah, turned down an honour from the Queen. He had been offered an OBE for services to literature. What he objected to was the word empire in the title, Order of the British Empire. He said it reminded him of slavery and brutality. So could we, should we, come up with an alternative? Well, Owen Jones is the author of a book on class and writes for The Independent. He's here in the studio, as is Rafael Hadel-Mancu, who's a royal commentator and expert on the honours system. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Owen Jones, what should we do with the honours system? If you had your way, how would it look?
Well, firstly, Benjamin is absolutely right in terms of the connotations of empire. I mean, not just slavery, for example. There was a book by Mike Davis called Late Victorian Holocaust, which documented the deaths of tens of millions of Indians at the hands of the British Empire. And as a country, we still haven't come to terms with the legacy. But at the same time, I do accept there is a need, I think, to if you like, mark people's contributions to society. My problem at the moment with the current honours system is it's often a case of the establishment patting each other on the back. What we saw yesterday, of course, were a few Olympians to help dress that up, if you like.
And one in ten, more than one in ten.
More than one in ten, but at the same time, we had, for example, four...
And were they good? Was that you don't, do you have a problem with
No,
people?
I don't have a problem. So this is what I would do. I mean, firstly, as I say, the problem we've had is four Tory donors, for example, including a businessman, Michael Heller. We had the former head of the FSA in charge of regulating our banks, who was asleep at the wheel. I would celebrate only people such as nurses, firefighters, people who aren't already rewarded for what they do, who are otherwise ignored. I would celebrate only them and not celebrate anybody who's
so
already...
So change the name and limit it. What do you think about that, Rafael Hadel-Mancu?
Well, firstly, I mean... Owen couldn't be more wrong in what he says. Over 70% of the honours that are awarded every year go to the unsung heroes of Britain, people who make up the backbone of British civil society, people involved in local community initiatives.
Okay. Before we get into that, on the name, is it could we, should we change the name? Because
well, I'm as much a child of the Empire as Benjamin, and I have no problem with the Order of the British Empire. But what we must realise, and no one seems to understand this, is that the Order of the British Empire is not exclusively a British order. The clue is in the name. It is a transnational order which is awarded today by a variety of Commonwealth nations. The majority of them are Caribbean nations with a majority black population.
So you don't have a problem with the name, and you don't particularly have a problem with how it's allocated at the moment, because you suggest what, 70% are to...
The vast majority go to people who are involved in health, education, in science and technology.
Segment 1.
10 years ago, our guest editor, Benjamin Zephaniah, turned down an honour from the Queen. He had been offered an OBE for services to literature. What he objected to was the word empire in the title, Order of the British Empire. He said it reminded him of slavery and brutality. So could we, should we, come up with an alternative? Well, Owen Jones is the author of a book on class and writes for The Independent. He's here in the studio, as is Rafael Hadel-Mancu, who's a royal commentator and expert on the honours system. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Owen Jones, what should we do with the honours system? If you had your way, how would it look?
Well, firstly, Benjamin is absolutely right in terms of the connotations of empire.
Segment 2.
I mean, not just slavery, for example. There was a book by Mike Davis called Late Victorian Holocaust, which documented the deaths of tens of millions of Indians at the hands of the British Empire. And as a country, we still haven't come to terms with the legacy. But at the same time, I do accept there is a need, I think, to if you like, mark people's contributions to society. My problem at the moment with the current honours system is it's often a case of the establishment patting each other on the back. What we saw yesterday, of course, were a few Olympians to help dress that up, if you like.
And one in ten, more than one in ten.
More than one in ten, but at the same time, we had, for example, four...
And was that, were they good? Was that you don't, do you have a problem with...
No,
people?
I don't have a problem.
Segment 3.
So this is what I would do. I mean, firstly, as I say, the problem we've had is four Tory donors, for example, including a businessman, Michael Heller. We had the former head of the FSA in charge of regulating our banks, who was asleep at the wheel. I would celebrate only people such as nurses, firefighters, people who aren't already rewarded for what they do, who are otherwise ignored. I would celebrate only them and not celebrate anybody who's
so
already...
So change the name and limit it. What do you think about that, Rafael Hadel-Mancu?
Well, firstly, I mean... Owen Turing couldn't be more wrong in what he says. You know, over 70% of the honours that are awarded every year go to the unsung heroes of Britain, people who make up the backbone of British civil society, people involved in local community initiatives. Okay.
Segment 4.
Before we get into that, on the name, is it could we, should we change the name? Because
well, I'm as much a child of the Empire as Benjamin, and I have no problem with the Order of the British Empire. But what we must realise, and no one seems to understand this, is that the Order of the British Empire is not exclusively a British order. The clue is in the name. It is a transnational order which is awarded today by a variety of Commonwealth nations. The majority of them are Caribbean nations with a majority black population.
So you don't have a problem with the name, and you don't particularly have a problem with how it's allocated at the moment, because you suggest, 70% are to...
The vast majority go to people who are involved in health, education, in science and technology.